Item number one that was developed at my request from staff, I would like to move approval of item number one.
Amendment
number one, excuse me.
Does everyone have that amendment? Okay.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Sure. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for the record, I wanted to ask Director Colon, you know, there were some statements about whether it's a blocky project is appropriately funded in this amount, and I just wanted to clarify that it's not, I want you to clarify, is it the department's position that the project is indeed eligible?
It is eligible. Okay. So long as they provide us with the documentation that they meet the jurisdictional impact. But yes, it is an eligible project.
I appreciate that clarification, because I think there was some of the statements may have been construed that there was some question about eligibility. So I do appreciate that being cleared up. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Washington, did you have any comments you want to make on your amendment?
No, otherwise than I think it's a... The goals at the end are what are important here, and I think overall the adjustments that we make here will be the best for Milwaukee County at this time.
Okay, the amendment basically takes the recommendation by our departmental staff, correct, Supervisor, and puts them into, would change the funding allocations recommended by the department to reflect the recommendations of County Board's research staff?
That's correct, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do you wish to comment? Any other comments or questions on amendment number one? Please call the roll.
On amendment number one, Supervisors Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Weishan?
Aye.
Romo West?
No.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 2 noes.
Madam Chair?
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Madam Chair, I would move amendment number two, which would amend the department's recommendation by deleting the appropriate line for Granville Interfaith Program and reallocating money such as to add $12,150 to the National Alliance on Mental Illness and add $1,985 to United Community Center, Health Center, delete the onlines, excuse me.
Any questions by committee members?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a question. I just want to make a comment. I'm going to vote no. I want money to go to the tsunami, but on the other hand, taking it from Granville Interfaith Program is something I have a problem with. A couple years ago, particularly, I remember the seniors up there were trying to do what they could to keep things together. So I'm just going to vote no. It's nothing against them per se, but I remember the deliberations with the seniors, Granville seniors, a couple years ago, and I don't want to be caught.
In between?
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if I can, I just want to address strategic why I think it's of strategic importance. I just, you know, I share that concern. I think, you know, the senior center is a worthy project. There are some other senior projects that are funded out of the on the suburban allocation side of things. I just think fundamentally what we have is we have senior centers throughout the county, and we could use all of our CDBG on senior centers and. Similar programs to what Interfaith has suggested, and yet I think the National Alliance on Mental Illness proposal is really important strategically to Milwaukee County and the peer support specialist training that we're going to need in terms of the mental health redesign. And so that's the intent of the project. It's nothing against the importance of the unfunded project. It's just about how important strategically to Milwaukee County I think the peer support program is.
Okay, call
the
clerk.
Call it,
please.
Madam Chair, who moved approval? Sorry.
I did.
Lipscomb.
The Supervisors Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Weishan?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Biddle.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no.
Okay, we're now on item number 3. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's been passed out, but I'm going to have to just slightly modify the first bullet point, and I'll read how I think it should read. We would amend lines as follows. Amend the department's recommendation by, first, funding rebuilding together by $20,000, and second, reducing Greendale Historical Society by $20,000. And then third, adding $40,000 to Zablocki Park.
Would that be deleted?
I'm sorry. Delete the third bullet point. That was handled in the first amendment. The amendments, the way that the amendments were drafted, they did not assume that previous amendments would be adopted. So that's the change.
So the amendment reads funding rebuilding together by $20,000 and reduce Greendale Historical Society by $20,000.
Correct.
Questions by committee members?
Question from our director.
Sorry, Mr. Cohen.
Madam Chair and supervisors, one thing I noticed though with this amendment is that we already took all of the money away from rebuilding together in your first amendment, mm-hmm. So that money is no longer there.
That's why this amendment would restore $20,000, taking it from...
Oh, Zablocki. So
no, no, taking it from Greendale Historical Society.
Which is currently...
By funding.
It takes $20,000 from Greendale Historical Society, cuts their allocation in half compared to your recommendations, and gives $20,000 of that to rebuilding together.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thanks for the clarification.
Okay. Call the roll on amendment number 3.
I need a motion.
That's my motion. I'm moving amendment 3 as stated.
Central office.
Yes.
Amendment number 3. Supervisors Lipscomb.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Romo West.
No.
Biddle.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no.
Okay, now we need a motion to approve the item as agended, as amended.
So moved.
Supervisor Johnson moves approval as amended. Please call the roll.
Supervisors Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Romo West?
No.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no.
Okay, thank you. We're done.